The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome, welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is a Tuesday edition. And folks, it's just us. Yeah, for about a week, we've been sharing the airwaves with our friends in Tampa, Florida. But their host, Bill Bunkley, has returned from vacation and is resuming his talk show host duties today. So it's just us, and that's wonderful. I welcome you. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you have not heard, John Glenn International Airport, previously known as Columbus International Airport, has a brand new airline, and they set flight for the first time this coming Friday. Breeze Airways. And no, this is not a paid commercial. I've never heard of them until a few days ago. Breeze Airways will depart from John Glenn International Airport for the first time this coming Friday. Currently, they are flying to Charleston, Hartford, New Orleans, Norfolk, and Tampa. See, I should have had this yesterday because we were on the air in Tampa. Anyway, discount flights, but if you want to go to any of these destinations, you better get in quick because it's going to fill up. Like Tampa, you can fly to Tampa for a little over $50. I think it's like $54, but as is the case with most of these discount airlines, on each flight they will only have a certain number of those super, super, super cheap flights. And, you know, I have no idea, but I would guess maybe four or five, maybe six seats for those super discounted rates on every flight. And then the costs go up. But right now, you can take your pick to these destinations, and you can fly for about $50, which is much cheaper than you could certainly drive. Breeze Airways, the inaugural Columbus flight departs Friday. So you might want to check it out, Breeze Airways, if you're thinking of flying to, what were those cities again? Charleston, Hartford, New Orleans, Norfolk, and Tampa. And I don't know any of the details. You know, some of those discount airlines, you know, if you're wearing a belt, you have to pay extra money and you have to, you know, pay for your shoes. Okay, I'm being facetious. But, you know, some of these, and again, I have no idea with Breeze, but you have to pay for everything, you know, your luggage and so on. So anyway, check it out. Breeze Airways, they begin flying out of Port Columbus. Up till now, at least in recent years, the discount airlines have been flying out of Rickenbacker. This is the first one in many years, at least to my knowledge, that's actually leaving out of what we used to call Port Columbus, now John Glenn International Airport. This is good news, bad news. Recently in Washington, D.C., the first International Religious Freedom Summit was held. 70 different organizations got together to talk about Christian persecution around the world. Listen to this. The recent International Religious Freedom Summit joined 70 organizations together for the first summit on persecution. Now, here's the shocking part. Something that presently affects almost 80% of the world's inhabitants. Does that not blow your mind? Religious persecution affects in one way or another almost 80% of the world's inhabitants. One of the better known speakers was Bob Fu. You may have heard of him. He established an organization called China Aid. Mr. Fu escaped from communist China several years ago with his wife. They had been arrested for holding illegal church services. They moved to the United States and formed a ministry called China Aid down in Midland, Texas. And there were a bunch of other speakers as well. Good for them. The world needs to be educated about Christian persecution. Now, once again, many, many Christians are almost totally ignorant of persecution of Christians around the world. They're convinced, you know, when the Christians were being fed to the lions in Rome, oh, that was the end of Christian persecution. Nothing could be further from the truth. There are more Christians living under persecution today than at any time in the history of the church. More Christians, more of your brothers and sisters in Christ living under persecution to different degrees, more now than at any time in the history of the church. We often hear about the severe persecution, often the slaughter of Christians in northern Nigeria. It's happening in Sudan. It's happening all over the world. Sometimes the persecution takes the shape of actual martyrdom and killings. Sometimes it's just very, very severe restrictions like Saudi Arabia and other Muslim Arabic countries. Sometimes it is the persecution of government like what's happening in mainland China. Takes all different forms and shapes, but Christian persecution is occurring on a greater level than at any time since the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And I think we have a responsibility to be informed about Christian persecution, but also to pray for the persecuted church. Pray for them. Real quickly, headline, Catholic bishop denies Democrat politician communion because he supports killing babies. This story out of New Mexico. New Mexico Democratic State Senator Joe Cervantes, he is from Las Cruces, has said that the local bishop has refused to allow him to participate in communion, quote, because of his political office. Now, that's what this politician said. It's because I'm a politician. They won't give me communion. The fact that he's a politician has nothing to do with it. He is a politician that supports abortion. In fact, here is the quote from New Mexico State Senator Joe Cervantes. I was denied communion last night by the Catholic bishop here in Las Cruces based on my political office. My new parish priest has indicated he will do the same after the last one was run off. Please pray for church authorities as Catholicism transitions under Pope Francis. And that's what many conservative Catholics are frightened of. Again, this politician is lying through his teeth. It's not because he's a politician. It's because of his position on what the Catholic Church considers to be a mortal sin. Come in. Yeah, I forgot to turn my phone down. Oh, well. Let's take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, I'll bring you up to date on the latest COVID stuff. We really thought that we were done with this, right? We are not done with it at all. The Delta variant, we're all gonna die. Yeah, wait till you hear what the experts are recommending for your children and your grandchildren this coming fall. Yeah. Yeah, we're experiencing a little surge. Are more people dying? Not really. And the weird thing is, a lot of the people testing positive for COVID are people who are fully vaccinated. Let me repeat something I have said over and over and over again. When we get 3, 4, 5 years out from this, we're going to look back. And I think we're all going to say, you know what? Almost everything they told us was just not true. Now, and again, I'll get to this in the next hour. Forgive me for teasing you on this. I just don't have time to go into all of the stories. I want to make this absolutely clear. Do I believe that the whole COVID thing is a hoax and it's not real? No, I do not. I was in Indonesia about a year and a half ago, had a wonderful time with the Bible League in Indonesia. The director for the entire country of Indonesia with the Bible League is a wonderful man named Tony. Probably late 30s, early 40s, 2 little children. His lovely wife, Marissa, had the opportunity to meet her. We had dinner with Tony, his wife, Marissa, their young children. About 2 weeks ago, Tony's young wife, Marissa, in Indonesia, succumbed to COVID. She died. So I am not about to say this is a hoax. And No. But I am saying I think almost everything we've been told has been false. Anyway, all right, I'm not going to go any further into that, but I've got several COVID stories. Sometime probably in the next hour. I wanted to make you aware of this. I have said this over and over and over again. The mainline liberal Protestant denominations don't care about people. They care about buildings. Pews, stained glass, organs, pianos. They care about buildings and property and money far more than they care about people. That's why when a church within one of these mainline Protestant denominations attempts to leave, and it depends on the denomination and it depends on the region with how much difficulty they will have in leaving the denomination, here's what always happens. The denominational leadership does not fight to keep the people. They don't care. We want your building. We want your pews. We want your chairs. We want your piano. We want your video projectors. We want the stuff because it's money. Take the people. We don't care about the people. We want your building. This has happened over and over and over and over again. Well, this time, North Georgia. One of the largest United Methodist churches in the country, boasting about 10,000 members, began the process. I want to make that clear. They began the process to remove themselves from the United Methodist Church denomination. They haven't finished it. They've just begun the process. Well, the denomination, the United Methodist North Georgia Conference, stepped in before they could leave the denomination, and they unanimously voted to seize all of the assets of this church in Georgia, one of the largest United Methodist churches in the country. Yeah. Seized the assets. And why? They wanted to, quote, preserve the legacy of the Mount Bethel Church and its long-standing history of mission and ministry. Somebody get me a barf bag. I don't care about the long-standing history and mission and the legacy. It is a megachurch, a building worth multiplied millions of dollars. Now, will they seize it and then fill it with people? Of course not. The liberals never fill anything. But they want the building, they want the property, they want the assets. The people, you can take them. We don't care about people. Oh, my goodness, folks. So much of this is just evil.